Hello everyone, welcome to Random Tales Podcast episode 4, hope you're good. Explicit tag this week because it can get a little bit rude, so it's best to say that. So yeah, so one day I was sitting minding my own business at an art gallery, just minding my own business, just, you know, just having a look on a tablet, just on my phone, something like that. And a guy just walks over and hovers nearby and just sits down on my knee. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. He sat down on my knee. And his mum wandered over and just said, he's got Asperger's. And I said, yeah, I know, but he's still sat on my knee. And it must took about 30 seconds to a minute for him to actually get up. And it's happened more than one occasion. People just like sitting on my knee. I don't know what it is. Just wandering over, random people. I've sat in the front of a car in the passenger seat. People open the door, see us there, still try to get in. I don't know what it is. Maybe they just don't see us. Maybe they just want to sit on my knee. Either way, it's very unsettling. Happened on more than one occasion as well. You know, once I was doing this job, we actually had to ask general members of the public about stuff, you know. And one of the questions, the basic question was, how old are you? And this guy said, how old do you think I am? I said, I don't know. He said, but guess again. I said, I don't know. And they asked, yeah, early 20s. He said, wrong, 21. I said, well, I was close enough. He said, yeah, but mentally 32. So what do you mean by that? He said, well, I'm better than all my peers because I'm 11 years old in my head. I don't know how he'd work that out, but he'd obviously very much focused in his head that he was 32. I mean, that's all fantastic. I don't really understand why he thought that was a good thing, but he did, you know. This is where it gets profanity central. I could just say not say the word, but I think it adds emphasis to it. One of the things that I do, I have to ask people's opinions on a certain thing, and instead of just saying yes, I enjoyed that or this, that, and the other, blah, 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 this woman who was about 70s, and she had a few people with her, decided that she wanted to be impressive and impress all her friends and been talked rudely. So I kept saying, so did you enjoy that, blah, blah. And she just kept saying, oh, yes, the cunt. And I said, sorry, what? And she said, the cunt. And I said, can you stop saying that because there's family around, blah, blah. And she just kept repeatedly saying the C word. So in the end, I kept saying, but did you enjoy it? She went, yes, I did. I did the C word again, and the C word again. And was like, I mean, I've used a couple of C's. And I think that's enough, you know. But she kept looping and I kept saying, can you stop saying the C word, you know, in public sort of thing. And she was loving it. She thought it was hilarious by repeatedly saying the C word. Maybe when you get that age, maybe you just think, I'm just going to be a profanity city. I don't know. But either way, it was horrible, you know, trying to get her to shut up and having a pensioner saying at you, ooh, 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 ooh. I don't know what it is, but when you've actually got a tablet in your hand and you're looking quite studious, people instantly think that you're up to no good or they're curious what you're up to, you know. I was just standing there once and I just had my tablet and I was just kind of like typing away on it And I was at like the main entrance to a business and someone said, oh, so what are you doing, a protest? I said, no. All right. And then someone else said, but you'll need like official thing if you're doing a protest. And I'm not doing a protest. So are you doing a portrait of me on your iPad? I said, A, it's not an iPad. And B, why would I be doing a portrait of you? People just think that everything's revolving around them, you know, if they're doing portraits and stuff like that. And I once went into Primark, and I was wearing green. And the guy said, all right, so you're wearing a green top and a green hat, right? Are you part of a political movement based around the colour green? I remember one day when we're at the Edinburgh Festival doing Straitjacket with Tom Bennett. Check our stuff out online, that's Straitjacket Comedy Group. Basically for the publicity thing, we were actually standing in the middle of Edinburgh wearing straitjackets and stuff like that, and luckily I avoided wearing a straitjacket because that would be too weird, but we did wear it for the publicity shoot. And it's horrible being in a straitjacket, it's a horrible thing. We're handing flyers out and all with all the straitjacket stuff on, but actually having it on, it wasn't a nice experience. So avoid wearing straitjackets, but it was quite an interesting publicity thing, being the whole thing based around straitjackets. I remember one day it was about 3 a.m. in the morning, dancing and singing a Kylie medley in a back alley. That was a random memory. I was singing "Can't Get You Out of My Head," but silently, because it was obviously 3 a.m. in the morning. Then we overdubbed it, but quite interesting. Yeah, quite interesting to say the least. I remember one day when Strange Out were doing quite well. I was in a pub in Sunderland, and this girl came over and started asking us about what we're doing and stuff like that. And just before the band came on, I think it might have been the guy out of Golden Virgins, quite a big Sunderland band back in the day. And he was just about to come on, and she walked off afterwards and started writing something. So I was thinking, what's that all? I jointly went to my friend, I wonder if she's writing everything down that I've just said. And she did. She wrote down a blog. And it was all perfectly done, everything I'd said, and you know, and it was all like a conversation bit by bit, and everything transcribed. She did it with loads of different people. She used to stand behind people who were in bands and stuff and just chat away and then write it all down. People like Paul Smith at Maximo Park and all that. It was pretty creepy, to be honest with you. It was nice to have people taking interest in your stuff, but I think that went too far. That went to the creepy sphere, so to speak. Yeah, so if you do have anyone sort of chatting to you who seems a bit over familiar and they've got a pen in their hand and they're writing stuff down, be very aware, that's all I'm saying. I'm going to leave you with this. Once heard from a friend of a friend, not me, obviously, guy went on a date and he gave the lady who was on the first date with a pornography compilation. And that was it. So, you know, flowers, chocolates, all that sort of thing. No. You give someone a pornography compilation and say, this is what I'd like to do in the future, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Thanks very much for listening. See you soon.